Yo, welcome back. Today I am back with another young talent all the way from Africa, Eswatini to be precise. It's Lyrical Buster. You have not heard him, you will know about this guy. His music is really like on point. I love the messaging that he put on the music on his music, man. So Mr. Lyrical Buster, can you please introduce yourself to us and let us know what's up? How long have you been in this music business?
First things first, I'd like to thank you for providing us with such an opportunity to actually talk about our music. So Lyrical Buster is an artist from Eswatini, as you have said. He's actually a four-time award-winning artist back in Eswatini. I'm an artist who specializes on hip hop and Afro beats. So you guys are about to know about me.
So the first song I heard of you was like a recent song, actually. You've been in the music business for a little while than I've known your music. I knew a cause at which you were featured by what's his name? Yes, and then from there I took it on to look into you. I was like, yo, this is so good. So like your style of music is so unique. Like it's so you, or maybe it's just me just getting to know music scene and the Eswatini space. So like how tell us who inspired you, like who are your inspiration, like who are the people that you look up to and say, yo, those guys are the ones that made me think that I can do this or I can go into this business.
I look up to a lot of artists. I grew up listening to a lot of classics. Your Rilivam Tukuti, your Jabukanyile, your Fela Kutis. I grew up listening to consuming a lot of like African music, you know. But then as I grew old, I started getting hip hop influence. I started listening to things like Eminem, started listening to guys like Lil Wayne, you know. So it's like a mixture of a lot of artists that I've listened to that have actually inspired what I have.
Yeah, I mean, listening to your music, you can definitely tell that you just have like all this African and hip hop thing meshed in one. It's so beautiful to see. So tell us, how's the music industry or music business doing in Eswatini? Like, is it something that like young people can grow up and choose as a career, or like you guys are just starting it up?
No, but I'd actually say it's growing. It's still at the growing stage, you know. We like as Swaziland, like music has been done for like ages. Like there's been artists, but in terms of a sustainable industry, I would say it's at a position where it's growing. And we've had some guys coming from Swaziland, you know, and actually making it big in other African countries. So we're just trying to do this.
Awesome. So like I follow you on your socials and stuff. I see you are like really busy artist. You're working hard to push your craft out there. You do like live videos and stuff. Like what pushes you? What's like gets you going?
For me, basically, I just want to share my story to the world. I just want to let people know about where I come from, you know, what I represent. So I'm just trying to put my story out there. I'm just trying to have a voice and actually use that voice to actually impact people in a positive way. So I just want to teach with this music thing. I just want to entertain and also educate at the same time.
Yes. Awesome, man. Like I see you doing really great things. Like speaking of technology though, do you think technology is helping music production in SRT, or do you think like CDs and cassettes were better, like you are making money out of, or you think technology is better than like those old stuff?
Now, that's what I represent. I'm I'm their generation. I represent like technology, and I think it's really doing good. It's just means of how we can use it to actually benefit us instead of using it for other things. But in terms of the music technology, I think we're at a very good position as a musician, because people can not only have access to the music, but they can also have access to you as a person, and it could also help you understand the music better. Like social media, you can do live videos and let people know about you. And as soon as people understand the person that you are, it's always easier to relate to the music and what you represent. So I think technology is really doing a very good thing in music and musicians up there again and try to a PR, like brand management and stuff like that.
Like speaking of technology and like people getting to know you, how open are you like to collaborating with other artists like from different countries now that technology's made things easier?
I think personally, because I just finished working on my project, my first ever album that I'm about to release. I think I'm at that place really. I'm at that collaboration, and obviously looking forward to collaborate with more artists outside Swaziland, outside Africa, you know. So that's the phase I'm at. So with technology being there, that could always be done, because we don't actually need to be in the same place.
True, yeah.
We can talk about one person's in another place and the other person's in another place.
Do
So
you
I'm
have
very open to come
okay, do you
try
have
this
a
shot.
do you have like a collaboration right now with anybody out of Eswatini?
I've actually worked with a few guys. I've worked with guys in South Africa. Recently, dropped called Estratini, featured C. Shezi. I also worked with some guys from Namibia, and in Botswana. Yes, I've worked with a guy named Zeus in Botswana. We're
Oh,
actually
you worked with Zeus.
You know
Oh,
Zeus.
I know Zeus. When did you work with Zeus?
There's actually a collaboration through a DJ called Cheese Peasy. So he sent me a beat, and then I recorded a verse and a chorus, and it was sent to him. He liked it. He also hopped on with a chorus, but it's still unreleased. I'm still waiting for the release date as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Zeus is really big in Botswana, so I'm sure people are gonna know of you then.
No, shout out. Respect. It was very dope verse.
So what is your favorite part of this line of work? And maybe you can tell us the least favorite part.
I think the most favorite part is getting to express yourself in a with an audience. Like everyone can express themselves, everyone can express themselves however they want to. But it's a different thing when you have to express yourself with an audience. It now depends on a person, on a personal capacity, how you want to express yourself. If you want to teach or you want to just express yourself, So for me, my favorite part is most definitely expressing myself. And the least part, I think that's kind of hard. The least favorite part. I think the least favorite part would have to. I don't think I have any favorite part in this line of work.
That means you
Because
really
everything
love
that
what
is
you
against
do.
me is something against you.
So I asked a lot of like performers and stuff like that. Do you ever have like a stage anxiety, like performances? Maybe you have like a big gig, let's say in Botswana. Like, do you ever feel like something might go wrong or something like, oh, you're just like, oh well. I'm just gonna do my thing and I'm gonna kill it. Something like that.
No, I think it's kind of like nature. Like, there's always that, there's always that bit of them, you know. I
Yeah.
guess it's just a matter of just learning to deal with it.
Yeah,
But
yeah, yeah.
there's always, you always feel like that every time, because it's always like new people, new audience, you know. Like, and you know, music is very diverse. You might be
True.
in a place where you might not feel the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's there's always that feeling, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never let it get the best of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you one question, and then I'm gonna ask you about the song Estrated. But before we get to the song, what advice would you give somebody who wants to follow in your footsteps? So let's say, how do people get to work with you? Are you one of those guys who's like, I have to feel your vibe and stuff like that? Or you just say, you know what, write a verse, send it to me, and we'll work together regardless. Like, how do
Yeah,
people
most
get?
definitely. Yeah, how do people get access?
Yeah.
Like normally I get people hitting me up on my email most of the time.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
know, obviously it's gotta be like a vibe. Like first
Yeah.
things first for me, it's really hop on anything.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
should like it. It should represent what I am, it should represent what I hope to preach out there.
Yeah.
So I normally look at those things, but yeah, this is how people can actually hit me up on my lyrical pasta one at Gmail. You know,
Yeah.
get to send me stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh.
I'd really like it.
Yeah, I realized I asked you so many questions in one. So, any advice of somebody who wants to follow in your footsteps, like music-wise?
Yeah, I just say just do you, just be you,
Yeah.
like who you are, and also use what you have and start where you are. Don't
Yeah.
wait for everything to be perfect for you to start, because if you do that, you might as well just not start at all.
Oh,
So
yeah.
people should just go out there and try, and the universe will take care of the rest.
Yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
now going back to the song Estradin. I've been listening to that song so many times and like on repeat. And I understand a little bit of Zulu, which I think helps, but I like how the Siswati sound on the song. So did you get jammed with an okapi? What happened? Like, what's the story behind Estradin, the song?
Estrati, it's yeah, shut up. So with that story, we were just in studio
Yeah.
with Liz Harris. Shout out
Yeah.
to Liz Harris one time as a producer. He's also the guy on the first verse and
Oh
stuff.
yeah,
Yeah,
that's
so
hot.
we were just vibing here, just created a beat, you
Yeah.
know. And I kept hearing this melody that kept ringing in my head.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't, but I already knew if I
Yeah.
was to do it, I would have a melody that would
Yeah.
go like. So I just had that melody that went, then, you know.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to it, trying to understand the beat, trying to understand the frequencies that it sends to me. I discovered that, okay, it's a happy beat, it's a little bit of some dark background sound at
Yeah.
the bottom. So when I got those words immediately, I think the first word I got was Njandi, and
Yeah.
I had to sort of like really conceptualize fast, because my process is actually really fast. Once I get the concept, I started thinking like, how do I want to present it? Because I already have this word that
Yeah.
fits exactly. So
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of like understand what am I going to really say about this one word that I've
Yeah.
gotten, and how I can actually play around. And yeah, that's how the chorus actually came about. Actually, we recorded the chorus first, and after the chorus, I recorded my verse. I think Liz Harris recorded he recorded after the verse and chorus.
Yeah.
And then I started, while we were listening and trying to just like vibing to it, we
Yeah.
sort of like discovered that we needed a villain, someone to tell the other side of the story.
Yeah.
And growing up, I used to listen to guys like Siya Shezi, you know,
Oh,
used
yeah.
to be what they call full clique with Cesar Lou
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Scoop.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I used to listen to those guys growing up. So I figured out that we needed a feeling, and while we were talking with the team, we figured out that Sia Chezzy would actually be reachable. We reached out to him. He liked the song. We sent the song to him. He recorded the verse, and that's how it actually came to life.
That's a beautiful, beautiful song. That's a beautiful song. I'll put it here, like people will hear it, and you can also go to Lyrical Busters YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button over there and listen to more music. Like I also like the music Bantof Ban. I always struggle with that because in Zulu they don't have F's and like those silent. I like
But yeah,
the video of it is like the quality of it, man. Like you guys are actually putting out a lot of work into this project and stuff. So I really appreciate that. So that brings us to the end of the interview. Is there any last words you want to say to like people who might be listening and they're like, yo, who's this guy?
I'd like to actually tell people to actually not miss out. If they haven't started listening to the music, they're actually missing out time. And people should actually look out for a project that we're releasing this year. We already have two singles out. You already talked about Bam 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 and Estradini. So we're preparing to release the next single, and then probably after that we'll start planning rolling out the whole project. So we have a project this year. It's called Afro Police. So people should look out for that. It's like really good music. Swati on Afro Police. So yeah.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you're really, really busy person, like always on the road between the load shedding and stuff. So thank you so much for taking your time and doing this interview with me.
No, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the opportunity. Keep growing.
Thank you.
I will.
Sure.
Shut up.
Let me